you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Think you've explored medicine. In reality, you're standing in the parking lot of Disney World, bragging about how fun the pavement is. You've taken pictures of the asphalt, you've written dissertations about the parking stripes, you've never gone inside. After a century of pharmacology, most beneficial effects of molecules on diseases remain unexplored. Not because biology is constrained, because clinical trials are slow, expensive, and run by people who think urgency is a type of perfume. Here's the math. It's painful, but brief, like a flu shot administered by someone who hates you. Your tiny sandbox. Here is everything humanity considers medicine after 5,000 years of civilization. There are 20,000 prescription products approved in the U.S. Sounds impressive until you realize most are just Tylenol but blue. These products contain only 1,650 unique ingredients. That is fewer ingredients than a decent French bakery uses. 7,500 investigational drugs have passed phase one globally. Progress. The FDA, generally recognized as safe, or GRAS list, contains 635 substances. These are things you could eat right now without dying. Low bar, still useful. Total unique compounds humanity knows are safe-ish, 9,500 compounds. That's it. That's your entire medicine cabinet after five millennia. The target list, ways your body breaks. The International Classification of Diseases, or ICD-10, lists 14,000 ways your meat can malfunction. Humanity's most comprehensive to-do list, and you're ignoring it. After consolidation, there are 1,000 trial-relevant diseases worth actually fixing. The math you're ignoring. Take your 9,500 safe compounds, multiply by 1,000 diseases. This gives you the combinatorial space, which is fancy talk for stuff you could test tomorrow if you weren't busy filling out forms. 9,500 compounds times 1,000 diseases equals 9.5 million plausible drug condition combinations. What you've actually tested. There are 1,750 unique approved drug disease pairings. That is your entire medical canon. 30% of drugs gain at least one new indication after initial approval. The rest never get a second date. Let's be generous and say you tested 10 times as many things that failed. You did. You learned nothing from them. Total tested, 32,500 relationships. Tested divided by 9.5 million possibilities equals 0.342%, where humanity has explored about a third of 1% of the theoretically testable drug disease space. You are the detective who searched one drawer and declared the case cold. It's like reading the first page of War and Peace and writing a book report called It's About a Party. Technically accurate, cosmically insufficient. Is the untested stuff useful?
You might argue maybe the other 99.7% is useless. Biology would like a word. Mapping 350,000 plus clinical trials showed that only 12% of the human interactome has ever been targeted by drugs. You're ignoring 88% of your own biology. It's like having a 100-room mansion and living exclusively in the bathroom. Drugs are messy. They hit multiple targets. FDA-approved drugs often bind to things you didn't intend. This means side effects are frequently cures for something else that nobody bothered to notice. Sildenafil was developed for chest pain. It failed. Its side effect became Viagra, then got repurposed again for pulmonary hypertension. Thalidomide was pulled for causing birth defects. Its immunomodulatory side effects turned out to treat multiple myeloma. Two drugs, three accidental cures, zero systematic searches. You keep finding cures by tripping over them in hallways. Imagine if you opened a door on purpose. Diseases cluster on shared biological networks. Arthritis and Alzheimer's share biological pathways. Lithium was prescribed for gout in the 1800s. Decades later, it turned out to be the gold standard treatment for bipolar disorder. Nobody connected the dots because nobody was drawing lines between diseases. The drug that treats your grandfather's inflammation might fix your grandmother's neurodegeneration. You won't find out because testing it would require paperwork that takes longer than grandma has left. The universe is big. You are small. Estimated 10 to the 23rd power to 10 to the 60th power drug-like molecules. That's more candidates than there are atoms in your body, or stars in the galaxy, or excuses from your regulatory agencies. Zinc 22 contains tens of billions of purchasable virtual molecules. You could order them online. You haven't. You have made less than 10 to the negative 40th power of possible molecules. Tested, divided by possible, is approximately 10 to the negative 20th to 10 to the negative 50th power. Effectively, zero. You haven't even started. This is like exploring Earth by looking at one grain of sand on one beach in New Jersey, then declaring you've seen the world. You haven't. You've seen a grain of sand in New Jersey. Why you are still sick? It's not because science is hard. It's because you've built a system that is allergic to answers. 1. Trials cost too much. A typical phase 2 to 3 randomized controlled trial, or RCT, costs $30 to $100 million. Median cost per patient, $41,000. At that price, you only test sure things, safe bets, boring bets, bets that don't cure cancer. Clinical trials are a velvet rope nightclub where the bouncer is a regulatory agency and the cover charge is $100 million. 2. Herd mentality. Trials overwhelmingly test the same few biological targets due to preferential attachment dynamics. Everyone studies what everyone else studies because that's how you get grants. It's like if every explorer only went to France because France already had good reviews on TripAdvisor. Meanwhile, undiscovered continents full of cures sit there, undiscovered. 3. No profit. Most molecules have no patent. No patent equals no $100 million trial equals no approval. Metformin, a diabetes drug from the 1950s, shows persistent signals for reducing cancer risk and extending lifespan. It costs pennies. It's off patent. The trial to prove it works for aging, targeting aging with metformin, or TAME, spent years begging for funding because no pharmaceutical company will bankroll a drug they can't monopolize. The molecule that saves your life has to make money first. If it can't, it won't. You die. Quarterly earnings go up. 4. Neglect. If you have a rare disease with no market, you don't get a drug. Your cells malfunction in an unprofitable way. The invisible hand of the market has weighed your life against quarterly earnings and found you wanting. Sorry about your death. It was a business decision. How long to explore everything? At the current pace of 3,300 trials per year, how long would it take to systematically test therapeutic possibilities? Tier 1, single compounds, most conservative. Testing every known safe compound against every major disease. 9.5 million combinations divided by 3,300 trials per year equals 2,880 years. That's almost 2,880 years to explore compounds we already know are safe. By that math, we won't finish until the year 5,000. Tier 2, combination therapies, still defensible. Modern medicine increasingly relies on multi-drug cocktails. Oncology, HIV, cardiology, psychiatry all routinely use drug combinations. So the real question isn't, does this one drug work? It's which combinations work. Testing pairwise combinations of safe compounds, 45.1 billion combinations divided by 3,300 trials per year equals 13.7 million years. That's longer than Homo sapiens has existed as a species. And that's using only compounds with established safety data, testing only pairs, not triplets. God help you if you want to try triplets. Tier 3, the full chemical universe. Illustrative. Beyond known compounds lies the chemical space of 10 to the 23rd to 10 to the 60th power drug-like molecules. At current trial capacity, exploring even the synthesizable fraction would take longer than the universe has existed. The universe is 13.8 billion years old. You need more time than that to test pills. Pills that already exist.
We haven't even started. But won't we run out of easy discoveries? Some will argue diminishing returns. The more we search, the harder each new discovery becomes. This assumes we've already picked the low-hanging fruit. We haven't picked any fruit. We're still in the parking lot arguing about whether fruit exists. Diminishing returns only kicks in after you've explored a significant fraction of the space. At less than 1% explored, every trial teaches you something new about human biology, improving your ability to predict what works next. Learning compounds. Depletion is negligible. You are nowhere near the bottom of the barrel because you have not yet located the barrel. The math. Even with weak learning, diminishing returns only matters after exploring roughly 37% of therapeutic space. For combination therapies, that crossover is over 5 million years away at current pace. 37% of 45.1 billion combinations at 3,300 trials per year. You cannot have diminishing returns when you've barely started looking. See the formal analysis for the equations. The fix. The Oxford Recovery Trial, COVID-19, proved that large-scale pragmatic trials can run for approximately $500 and deliver results in less than 100 days. 500 versus 41,000. Read those numbers again. One of them is the reason people are dying. With a decentralized FDA, trial capacity increases by 12.3 times. 9.5 million combinations divided by 40,700 trials per year equals 234 years. Still a long time, but at least it's a number with fewer digits than a phone book. And the first few decades would capture the highest value discoveries, the low-hanging fruit that current trial scarcity forces you to ignore while people die in the waiting room. More importantly, your decentralized FDA builds permanent infrastructure for systematic therapeutic exploration. The goal isn't to finish, it's to stop leaving cures on the table while you form subcommittees to discuss whether to form committees to consider the proposal to consider them. The bottom line. Humanity has empirically tested less than 0.342% of the drug-disease relationships that can be tested using existing safe compounds. If you include the larger chemical universe, humanity has explored roughly 1/4 to 1/4 of what is possible, 10 to the negative 12th to 10 to the negative 50th. These are numbers so small that mathematicians get depressed looking at them. These are those numbers. The overwhelming majority of therapeutic potential remains untouched, not because cures are impossible, because trials are too expensive and too slow. A decentralized, automated, pragmatic trial system is the only route to systematically explore the remaining 99.999% of medical space.
You're not in the parking lot because there's nothing inside Disney World. You're in the parking lot because the entrance fee is $100 million and requires 17 years of paperwork. People are dying in the parking lot. The rides are right there. You can hear the screaming. Fun screaming. Cure screaming. The cures are inside. Open the gate.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really, really, really good rating and review so we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. The good review doesn't have to be true. They don't check. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote. If the 1% treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.